Hello, everybody, and welcome to Super Ego Forgotten.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Super Ego.
Hello, everybody, welcome to Super Ego Forgotten Classics.
The only time that harmony thing has never been answered in the history of mankind. And, of course, it was you, Azul.
Groundbreaking.
Listening, very important.
This is Super Ego Forgotten Classics, Remembered Classics, where we talk about the actual story. It's revealed to us after we've improvised it. For the stories, we were given the character names and the first and the last line.
I'm sorry.
Presumably, there will be an audience.
I was very self-absorbed.
All this time, you've never understood how podcasts work?
I thought that – I guess I just think that people are always talking to me.
I see. So this one is the second one in the chronology that we did, and it was called Red Badge of Courage. I'm Matt Gourley.
I'm James Bladen.
I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
I am Mark McConville.
Marky, take us away.
You got it. This is from America's source of information, Wikipedia. The Red Badge of Courage is a war novel by American author Stephen Crane, taking place during the American Civil War. We got that right.
We're one for one.
The story is about a young private of the Union Army, Henry Fleming, who flees from battle. Overcome with shame, he longs for a wound.
Oh, wow.
We got that right.
A red badge of courage to counteract his cowardice.
And we even called it a red badge of courage, right? But did we know? I didn't
know
that.
Yeah, but I don't – in ours, I don't think that he wanted to get wounded, but he was very concerned about being a coward.
That's right.
This is to counteract his cowardice. When his regiment once again faces the enemy, Henry acts as standard bearer. I guess a position likely to be wounded.
Literally a guy who holds the flag, and gets shot.
Sure.
Who wouldn't want to shoot that guy first?
But are standard bearers in the back or are they in the front?
They're in
the
front.
So why would he wanted to get shot.
Right.
The novel is known for its distinctive style, which includes realistic battle sequences as well as the repeated use of color imagery and ironic tone. Separating itself from a traditional war narrative, Crane's story reflects the inner experience of its protagonist, a soldier fleeing from combat, rather than the external world around him.
Got it.
Also notable for its use of what Crane called a psychological portrayal of fear. The novel's allegorical and symbolic qualities are often debated by critics.
As our improv will be. Does he get killed?
Several of the themes that the story explores are maturation, heroism, cowardice, and the indifference of nature.
Hey, how come trees don't care that we have a war?
Let's see. I think he does die. Let's see if I can find an... Talk a little bit, guys. I'll see if I can find some
I think he should die.
I know I've either read this or Where the Red Fern Grows, and I can't remember which one it was in school.
I haven't read either one of those, and it's always interesting to me the books that some teachers will teach and then which they won't, you know? Because we probably have some overlap in books that we read in school, but then there's other, like The Great Gatsby. I never read in school. I read that a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. I was supposed to. I never did.
It's a pretty good book.
Whereas with Wuthering Heights, I know that one's a mystery whether or not I read it, and I'm leaning towards I didn't read it. I know I read this in ninth grade.
But you didn't remember anything about it?
I don't. I just remembered it was a Civil War story. And someone is a coward, but I didn't really remember much more than that.
Did you guys ever – one like that for me is Ethan Frome, I remember reading in school. And it's a slim volume. And all I remember was it was a big deal about the house being an L-shaped house.
That's the deal?
Well, that for some reason is an important detail in the book. Huh. That it takes place in New England in the winter, I believe. That's all I can remember. And Ethan Frome is the guy, he gets married, and I can't remember if he's a good guy or a bad guy.
Save it for Super Ego Forgotten Classics, Volume 2.
Guys, here's some plot stuff from Red Badge of Courage. Private Henry Fleming is remembering romantic reasons for joining despite his mother's protests. He wonders if he'll remain brave in the face of fear or turn and run. His friend Jim Conklin admits that he would run from battle if his fellow soldiers also fled. during a battle, Henry deserts the regiment. And then he escapes to the forest where he finds a decaying body in a peaceful clearing. In his distress, he hurriedly leaves the clearing and stumbles upon a group of injured men returning from battle. One member of the group, a tattered soldier, asks Henry where he is wounded. But he dodges the question. Among the group is Jim Conklin, who's been shot in the side and is suffering from delirium and blood loss, and he eventually dies.
In ours, was Jim Conklin, was he tiny? He was really short.
He walked on the box.
Tiny Jim Conklin.
Yeah.
Right, that's right.
He used a box.
So Henry lives, though?
We'll find out. I'm still
next
reading.
Time.
He better not.
Yeah, it looks like he goes into battle again.
Ours is better.
And then he goes into battle a third time.
Also, in ours, I think that Henry was very concerned with being a coward, but was consistently brave again and again with his friends, like saving his friends and doing stuff.
That's right.
That's right.
But still, but he was afraid that he was a coward, and everyone agreed that he was a coward, even though he was constantly doing brave things.
So right. In the final
we can't even remember the thing that we did.
Let's do Super Ego Forgotten Classics. Forgotten Classics.
Here's your answer. In the final battle, Henry acts as flag bearer after the color sergeant falls. So,
oh, he's not even original flag
in a battle.
Bearer?
He has to take over that role. Right,
he picks up the flag when
and he leads. He leads his unit against a line of Confederates, and. Yeah, he unarmed Henry leads the men while entirely escaping injury. Most of the Confederates run before the regiment arrives, and four of the remaining men are taken prisoner. Then it ends.
Well, there you have it. Wow. The red badge of courage, the yellow rose of Texas.
Hey, Stephen Crane, you're welcome for the punch-up we did on your dumb novel.
But because of the Writers Guild rules, we won't get any credit.
Better next time.
Thanks for listening, everyone.